Radio Moments.
We start this week 4 years ago. Morning, James Naughtie.
What's happening in the course of the next hour? Well, first up after the news, we're going to be talking to Jeremy Hunt, the Culture Secretary, about broadband.
James Naughtie on the Today programme this week, 4 years ago. One of the many to do that with Jeremy Hunt's name.
I went out through that door and said with a rather strange look on my face, "That didn't go out, did it?" And someone said, "Oh, yes, it did."
Staying briefly on the Today programme, it's 26 years since it got a surprise caller.
The time is 13 minutes to 7, and let me bring you up to date with this morning's big news. Mr. Gorbachev is cutting short his visit to New York and flying straight back to the Soviet Union because of the earthquake in Armenia. It means, of course, that he will not be coming to Britain. We have on the telephone now from 10 Downing Street, Mrs. Thatcher, who I gather has just heard the news, Prime Minister.
Hello, good morning. I heard it on your news briefing. It was the first indication we've had, but of course we understand. And then I heard later that you didn't know whether I'd heard, so I thought I'd better let you know I had.
Well, thank you for calling us. Have you been...
This week in 88, Margaret Thatcher ringing in to the Radio 4 Today programme to respond. Oh, to be producing that show on that day. This week, 2 years ago, the last Radio 4 news summary from Television Centre and the last Radio 1 newsbeat from Yording House.
Newsbeat!
Across at LBC, this week in 75, the first use of a radio telephone as an OB system.
Four gunmen have come out. The siege here has just ended 1 minute ago. There is still a great deal of activity here, but a flashing blue-lighted van has just...
I've seen a number of references to Jon Snow having used an early mobile phone, but in fact it wasn't. He was using a fairly standard Motorola two-way radio. LBC had a number of these, which reporters could use to keep in touch with the newsroom while out on a story, and they could also be put to air if necessary. And that's how Jon Snow covered the Balcombe Street siege.
Paul Easton recalling Jon Snow and an early example of how LBC was tackling news in a rather more agile way than the BBC in those days. Meanwhile, down the road at Capital this week in 74, press reports suggested they'd overspent their launch budget by £125,000. 1997 now, and Chris Evans's Ginger Media and Apex bought Virgin Radio for £85 million.
I used to come in to do the show, and there'd be boxes of new computers in the hallway, and because I own the station, I'd be thinking, do we really need those? You know, that's not what you need to be thinking, you know, just before you come and do a show.
Chris Evans on his purchase of Virgin Radio this week, 17 years ago. It's had three more owners since then. If you were on BBC continuity duty this week in 1936, it would have been a fairly interesting day.
This is Windsor Castle. His Royal Highness Prince Edward. At long last, I am able to say a few words of my own. I have never wanted...
The DG, John Reith, introducing a king who didn't want to be a king anymore. This week, 78 years ago, radio broke that story. Let's step back even further than that just briefly now. This week in 1901, Marconi's first transatlantic transmission, Cornwall to Newfoundland.
We had brought two 15-foot balloons and six kites for the purpose of elevating the aerial. But the weather was terrible, and for a couple of days... we battled with the elements, one of the balloons being carried away by the gale, which snapped the heavy mooring rope like a piece of cotton.
Happy birthday, radio. This week in 1990, former DG Ian Trethowan died. He'd also been the director of radio, and he was in charge when Kenny Everett was sacked over that driving test comment.
Shelley passed because she crammed a fiver in his hand. I know these people.
Radio was in a difficult position at that time. It felt that... it was being very much pushed to the side by television. And when a television presenter was suddenly given to them as their managing director of radio, they didn't like that at all to start with.
Ian Trethowan, who died this week in 1990. 5SX came on air this week in 1924 from Swansea, the last in the original tranche of BBC local radio stations. Wilfred Goatman reflects.
When I arrived, they were still putting the red lights outside our studio. Just the one studio, you remember?
Yes, I do.
And... they were still hanging those beautiful yellow drapings over its plaster walls. And there weren't any shutters over any of the six windows of the studio. And the noise from the Union Street trams was bothering our engineers quite a bit.
Happy birthday to Radio in Swansea. Their studios were then described as the best in Europe outside London. So with Johnny Walker back on Radio 2 this week 15 years ago...
We'll wake up and realise that these radio companies might be making money, but actually they're doing a terrible disservice to radio.
Daryl Denham to return to Hallam 9 years ago...
What? What's funny about that?
The first Twiggy show on Oak FM this week last year...
You see, I mean, it's only our third link, and now look what you've done.
And American DJ Al Pretty sacked this week in 57 from 190. KEX for playing this.
I'm dreaming of a white.
Said by the bosses not to be the spirit we associate with Christmas. Those are this week's
Radio